morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour, your coach, your friend, your workout buddy, as we work out our minds, our thoughts, which lead to actions which will or will not, depending on how we use our mind, get us one step closer to those goals, those plans, those accomplishments, that vision that we have for ourselves, all the feelings that we want to experience. How we use our mind will really determine if we can enjoy that quality of life that we're after. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this for yourself. Spend this one half hour, 30 minutes in you, having me help you by asking you questions. And you're as close as you can be to, or in that state as close as you can be to that 10 level where you're at right now, with that anticipation, living in that eager state of anticipation that there may be one thing that I say during this podcast that will get you one step closer to that way of thinking, that breakthrough to get you one step closer to those goals, those plans, those experiences, those feelings that you want, that vision that you want to live up to, living with that state of anticipation that during this podcast, there may be something that is one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at your life and the way you've been going about things, challenging your current way of thinking, if it's not serving you. It's going to happen in this podcast, and you got to be in that state that this is the day, certainly by making this a part of your day. Every single day, you should be definitely well into your pattern of when you download this podcast and when you listen to it, doing it on a regular basis, coupling that with reading, taking the 20 seconds, 30 seconds to read the Morning Connection newsletter that you've signed up for at sltips.com/22. You've done that right, sltips.com/22. Your daily dose of mental toughness conditioning, MTC. Again, thank you so much for making this investment in yourself. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me how you've noticed this helping you. Big ways, small ways, everything in between. Are you second guessing some of the things that you never thought about before that really aren't serving you, and you're looking at it in a whole new empowering way? You're filled with, you know, more optimism. You know, you're filling your mind with better thoughts. You're taking control of your thoughts and actions instead of letting the day's events or the people in your life dictate what type of mood or mindset you're going to be in. Whether that's, you know, you run into some great people who are really helpful and really nice, and so that's when you allow yourself to have a great day, or when somebody's in a bad mood or dismissive or they're caught up in their own world, however you perceive it, you allow that to dictate your thoughts and emotions and your mood for the day. Are you finding that you are charting your own course in these waters right now? Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me by listening to me, allowing me to step into your life, step into your mind, and even ask these questions. I understand that, you know, a lot of times that this is great, positive, motivating talk. I also understand, because no matter where you are in life right now, whether you're struggling or you're in a great place or somewhere in between, we have to constantly grow. We constantly have to ask more of ourselves. I guess that's obvious. If you're struggling, you know you have to ask more from yourself. If you're doing really well on the other end of the spectrum, you should know by now, right, that that's not going to last forever. What was awesome right now, if you don't continue to grow in some way, maybe not in the same area where you're awesome at, right, but in those other areas of life, we all have areas that we can become better at. If you don't grow in some way, shape, or form, what feels like an awesome life experience right now will diminish over time. We have to continually grow. And probably when you're in the middle is probably when it's toughest, because, you know, you don't have the things that you want. You're not feeling those emotions, those feelings, you're not actually getting out there and achieving those things that you really want. All right. But you kind of look around you and you see that you're doing, you know, better than most. You're not struggling. Maybe you used to struggle before, and now you're in this place in between where it's not good, certainly not what you really want, but it's not bad. You're kind of sitting in the middle, and that's a tough place sometimes for people to realize and accept. That place in the middle where you're really kind of just wasting time. I don't know. I've definitely experienced that where, you know, I let myself coast for a while. You know, sometimes that can be weeks or months, and then you realize, what am I doing? I have to take action and seize whatever opportunities are ahead of me. I'm never going to get to where I want to go, right? And you can't get that time back, right? And I know that, again, when I'm asking you, putting these thoughts in your minds, you're feeling positive, maybe you're working out in the gym right now or going out for a walk or you're in a commute, and these type of thoughts, knowing you're putting this type of work into the quality of your life, it feels great. That's the easy part. When I ask you questions that remind you, maybe you're in that middle and you kind of know that, but you don't want to think about it, and I'm making you think about it. You know, a coach, a great coach, a good friend, and that's actually two different things. A great coach is someone who you usually step up, put some skin in the game. You know you need that person. You ask for the quote-unquote punishment, so to speak. You volunteer for that coach to get on you because you know you need it. That's that coach's job. You've invested money for them to do whatever it takes. You know, gently, of course. They don't have to be harsh about it, but to push you. Friends, whole lot different story. You don't pay them. It's not their job. They've got their own life to deal with. They have their own perspective on how they go about their life. And, you know, if you're doing the things that they're doing, they're looking at the world the way that they do, and maybe that's why you're friends. You know, they're certainly not going, even if it's not working for them, if they get on you, then that means they're getting on themselves. That is a really tough place for a friend to be. If they're not skilled on creating the emotion that you need in a gentle way so you'll accept it, to get on you, to, you know, crank things up, you know, if they're not skilled, you know, they could really offend you. And the thing about it is, why would a friend do that? Because they love and care about you so much. Put themselves out there, maybe tell you some things that you don't want to hear, knowing that they're not skilled, knowing that you might not accept it, and they're not even getting paid for it. They're just doing it because they love and care about you. As you can see, a lot of times your friends aren't going to say anything. Right? It's not a win-win situation for them. Maybe they've done that before in the past. They're not going to tell you what you need to hear. But if a friend were to do that, you know, it doesn't feel good, but sometimes that's what we need, right? To get ourselves thinking. How many times have you, you know, kind of been doing something a certain way, going about things, and you know it doesn't work? You know you could step up. You know this just isn't the way you need to go about it, right? But you're not 100% convinced, even though you have, you know, the best interest. It's working for you, right? It's to some level. And all it took was, you know, a friend or somebody you care about or respect, just to mention it, just kind of push you over the edge to do things, to look at things the way you knew you should anyway, and then you took action, right? That's what we all need. There's always that higher level, but how do you get in the company of people who can stimulate that type of thought and do it so gently and elegantly so we actually take the action that we need? So, really tough situation. It's a tough situation that you got to go out of your way to be willing to have that, to sometimes feel the pain that goes with that, and go out of your way and seek that type of discomfort, knowing that being uncomfortable sometimes is when you are forced to be your best, do everything you can to succeed. Right? And so you're taking the time to do this. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and I know that as a good coach, as someone who is committed to, you know, again, you know, my commitment, my vision, why I do this, why I'm so passionate about that is because I look back on my life and, again, I've accomplished a lot of things. I've experienced a lot of great things. And I've traveled around. I have a lot of accomplishments. You could do a Google search for Skip LaCour and you can see a lot of the things that I've accomplished. I mean, every physique shot from my bodybuilding and training career, I mean, those were for different years, so stacked year after year after year. I mean, getting in that opportunity, articles that I wrote on my websites that you can see, or, you know, a lot of things that I accomplished. You'll see pictures from all over the world. All the people who I've been able to meet and what I've done, living my passion, what my career has been. All right, so, you know, sometimes I feel as though I'm only talking about the downside, the things that I would have done better. I just want to let you know that I really appreciate all the things that I've accomplished. It's just now that I have so much more insight. I've continually have grown, and I know that I can do even better. And I can enjoy more of the upside of the direction that I've gone. And I can curb some of the downside with the going forward with the knowledge and experience that I have. What really makes me passionate, it was a promise I made to myself during some really down times many years ago when I had worked so hard, I accomplished so many things, yet I just felt just emotionally bankrupt. Like it just, on the outside, what people thought was success, it wasn't fulfilling me at all. I was focusing on all the downside. And there was a downside, and you need to accept that in some way, shape, or form. I was being congratulated on one end, but it just caused such a vacuum of emotions on the other end. Just didn't play it right. It took a lot of work for me to get in that position, to feel that way. And I just made a promise to myself that not only was I going to balance this all out and get it, you know, I was going to do everything I can. I was going to do everything possible to step up to prevent you from that type of pain so you can go through your journey and you can become more effective and efficient at, you know, getting closer to those feelings, those emotions, those goals, plans, even creating a vision, all the things that I talked about, that I was going to help your journey be a lot easier than mine. And my goal is to make yours more effective and efficient, more upside and less downside than I experienced. So that's what drives me. I want you to get it a lot earlier in life than I got it. And sometimes, you know, during these podcasts, I'm going to talk about things that make you feel uncomfortable. And there's a certain balance that has to go through. Now, as I speak to you during this podcast, you know, how you look at the things that I say, how you perceive it, I mean, that's really up to you. You just have to understand that whether you're really excited by some things that I say or, you know, it causes too much pain, right? I mean, that's how you're processing it. I'm not really speaking to you directly, all right? You know, I just want to give a shout out to my one-on-one coaching clients. I, in addition to running Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition. Like, hey, thank you so much for your support. I know I have a lot of people who are listening to me on the Blog Talk Radio Network through iTunes who love this mental toughness conditioning, this MTC. They don't even know about my accomplishments in the bodybuilding and fitness world. They love the manformation talk. They're applying to their lives. That's what you know me for now. And, you know, you want to get healthy, whether it may not be a tremendously huge part of your life, and you're giving Mass Machine Nutrition a shot. I love that. I appreciate that. I respect that. You know, I love it when I can get up every single morning and go the extra mile and provide value for you, and I see it being reciprocated. I mean, I'm really flattered, and I really appreciate you for trying to create that energy for what I can do for your life. So thank you so much, massmachinenutrition.com. You can go to bodybuilding.com at sltips.com/3. All right, so thank you so much for that. But I want to give a big shout out to my one-on-one coaching clients. Part of their journey, their working with me, is to listen to these 30-minute podcast 6 days a week, this Morning Connection podcast. And then on the seventh day, my wife joins me for More Than Just Muscles podcast. But part of that More Than Just Muscles podcast is that I'll review everything I talked about this week during this Morning Connection, all the MTC, all the mental toughness conditioning. I'll do a summary to wrap it up, because we know these days stack up, six days, the weeks stack up. It's good to have a review and just see how much you're growing, all the new thoughts and ideas that are being generated. So, and I take you through the 10-second daily disciplines on Saturday. So don't skip that show. And we make it a little bit more fun. We talk about life from a different perspective, get more a little bit transparent, raw. You hear me in a little bit different way than you hear me during the 6 days a week of this Morning Connection podcast. But a big shout out to my one-on-one coaching clients as we're going through this journey, helping them get that vision clear in their mind, create the plan, strategy, work through all the limiting beliefs and the challenges that they create for themselves, bust through, really examine the way they look at things and what I call the rules that they make up that they believe they need to live by in order to, you know, function in society or get closer to their goals or be a good husband or spouse or worker, all these rules. And that's what I want to talk about during this podcast. But part of their journey, part of the program, is they get primed to get the most out of it by listening to this podcast every single day. Every single day. That's how committed they are for 6 months and 12 months. And then that just builds such a foundation. See, if you're getting a lot from these podcasts where I don't even know you, I don't even know your particular challenge, all right, they get primed. It stimulates all this thought that you're thinking. And then when we get on the phone for a half an hour every single week at the same time on the same day, because I really believe structure and something so important like this that a lot of people put aside is really important, then we just, boom, get right into it. You know, the first thing I ask them, I say, okay, so how was your week? And, you know, I really hope that they're doing well and life is going great. But I'm here to be their personal trainer, so to speak, and to push them to get the most out of their life, to get them to, you know, live as close to that level 10 and show up and work inch closer some way, shape, or form to those feelings, those emotions, those goals, plans, that vision that they've taken the time to think about that we've created together, right? And work through the challenges that they have in front of them. So when I say, you know, how was your week? I'm really, you know, how the wife and kids and did you see a good movie? That's not what I'm asking them. I'm asking them in the context of everything we've been talking about, how was your week? Right? So about their manformation, their journey, their, you know, their pursuit of whatever it is that we're focusing on in their life, right? And so the reason why I do that, because, you know, we talk at the same time on the same day every single week. And so, you know, 5 minutes after our session, all right, or 3 days later, just say we speak on Fridays and then on Saturday afternoon, something that we talked about, something that pertains to their journey that they see on TV, or they're talking about with their wife or their husband, or they observe in other people. Oh, that comes to me. All right, man, this really ties into everything that I'm working towards. All right, and then Sunday afternoon, before you go to bed on Wednesday night, or you wake up after a dream that you had on Friday morning, and then I have homework assignments, so it forces them to, and they're due 1 hour before our session. So, you know how you put things off, and I give them an assignment, some things to think about, you know, 1 hour before it makes them prepare for our session. And they have to have it, again, that turned in 1 hour before. It forces them to get the most out of their session. So when I say, you know, how was your week? Man, they're just, you know, foaming at the mouth. They're excited. They've already thought about it. They've been processing, you know, all these thoughts and emotions and feelings and ideas that are taking directly to what we've identified as their goals, plans, their vision, and how to conquer those challenges. Right, so they get the very most out of the session because they're so well prepared. And, you know, some people might think, oh, that's overkill, man. How do you live your life? Sometimes it's just about, you know, a little bit of more focus. You're going through this journey called life anyway, but it's guiding you through a process where you put more thought into it for 6 straight months or for a year, and you come out the other end, and that way of thinking becomes just habits. And the challenges that you're going through, the growth that you experience is just massive. You know, it would be great for, you know, you to listen to all this and then figure out for yourself. I just think, and I know from experience that I've done these type of things, the next level is to really get it tailored down to you. So I really want to, again, you know, this is part of the coaching program. So I want to give a big shout out to my big listeners, the one-on-one coaching students that I have. You know, one thing that, how should I say this? One thing that we all take for granted is that we have these certain ways of looking at the world. What I call, you know, these rules. All right. Now, there's rules. You can't park here. You can't do this. You can't do that. Society. You know what? There's all these rules. Can't drive over a certain speed limit. You know, you can't make appointments after this range or all these type of things. There's all these rules that makes society function. All right? We know that. But there's a lot of, and if you don't want to be one of those guys, right, or maybe you've been taught, yet you can't be a person that doesn't follow the rules. And you notice most people, it's drilled into them from a very young age, how important it is to follow all the rules of society. And I know many of you might be thinking, of course, Skip, what are you talking about? You tell me to break the rules? I don't want to be thrown in jail. Now, remember, you got to make all your choices in life. I'm not telling anybody to do anything that's going to put them in jail or get them in trouble. I'm not saying that. It's just that a lot of the rules in life are not as concrete as some people take them. They're merely suggestions to keep the masses in order. Now, usually there's always this group way of thinking, but I'm telling you, 90% of the people in the world are not happy. They don't do any thinking for themselves. And then, hell, their life may be so, you know, average. They may be living so below the happiness and fulfillment and accomplishment that they could, they have the talent, they have the ability. It's just they don't use it because they've just settled for a certain life. So they don't even know it. They're just following the rules. They don't even question, you know, well, are the rules that I live by, you know, that's what everybody does or they should do. And if they don't do, there's something wrong with those other people. The people who succeed, they're liars, they're cheaters, rule breakers, whatever. And again, I'm not talking about rules that are necessarily going to get you thrown in jail. I'm really talking about those fringe things. All right. You know, what comes to mind is in South Korea, the ferry boat with all the kids that went on it. And there was some confusion. They were on this boat. It was sinking. A lot of the students, young students, died. And the ones who end up dying were the ones where they postpone the evacuation efforts and they told them just to wait. All right. And it turned out that the kids that survived didn't wait. They didn't follow those rules from that authority and they jumped into the water. They did what was against the rules, so to speak, against what authority had told them to do. And it's really kind of unfortunate that, you know, you're taught your whole life. I could tell you this. I had very strict parents. They had to be strict. I had two working parents. There was 4 kids at home. If they didn't create order, I mean, you can't let, you know, these kids go wild. And so sometimes, you know, order was created not because it's always the right thing to do. These rules weren't created because it's always the right or it's so important. It's just to create order, you know, keep the family packed and not having all these outlying situations. Let's just make it a rule so we can have structure and organization. That's what I'm telling you. If think about, you know, my parents, they're both working, they've got these young kids, and young kids, right, do they think for themselves? Do they come up with great ideas? Do they have any judgment? Not at that point, right? So if you make as many things as black and white as possible, the whole six family, you know, unit. What am I saying? Six. But they would all have structure. You can, it's predictable. There's not a big variable every single day on, you know, what time to get up or what time to come home or where you can go, where you can't go, what time you eat, what time you don't eat, this type of behavior. All right. For the good of the family and the less supervision my parents had to give us, you know, in order so they can be away and then, you know, do their job to earn their living, the more structure, even if it's overly structured, it's for the greater good of the whole family, the whole pack, right? A very strict parents. And as I look back now, it's not what was right or wrong necessarily. It was to create structure for the family unit, less variables. And if you think about it, that's how society is. Society is built on these rules so the masses, so everybody won't be driving on every side of the street, calling whatever hour, showing up for work at whatever time. Structure, structure, structure. Now, you probably realize this in life, the more structure there is, the more group thinking there is, and that average, that middle becomes larger. The people who really succeed in life aren't necessarily rule breakers of the important rules, but those fringe rules. Now, which ones are structured, steadfast rules that you should never break versus those fringe, you know, they're maybe called rules, and some people hold to them tightly as rules, but they're just suggestions wrapped up in rules or disguised as rules, or you make them into rules. And, you know, I talk a lot about this in my Man Information program. I break down a lot of specific examples to really get you thinking about what are, again, suggestions to keep order in life for the masses that just seem like rules, or maybe you had an upbringing like mine and you turn everything into rules. And then you look at the whole world. Why aren't they following the rules? Why aren't they following the rules? Why aren't they following the rules? Because they're merely suggestions wrapped up as rules, right? Really some things, because it's for you to think about, because it's really guiding your potential for success or the ease of success. You know, do you just take what is merely told to you? You know, like those, you know, poor kids, you know. See, here's the thing about it. This is your life. This is that was a life or death situation. You might think, well, I would have jumped out of the boat. I don't care what the authorities told me. It's a life or death situation. Man, I will do whatever it takes to bust out of it. You know, sometimes a lot of these things that I talk about in life, the challenges that you're going through are the great habits or mindset. I mean, those things were formed a long time ago when you were a kid. And without you even knowing it, you turn it into a rule. You're turning it into a way of thinking that you don't even challenge. And it may be 30 years later, you're 40 years old. And so, you know, I'm asking, what's he talking about? You don't know what I'm talking about unless you can get those specific examples and you're willing, you're open to even consider what I'm saying. Because the truth of the matter is, I mean, I can talk about the Virginia Tech situation when there was a shooter who went into the school. He killed a bunch of kids that were in class, and he just told them all to line up and don't move. And then he just started shooting them down the line. And the conditioned response was to follow the rules. So you might have been 20 students down the line, but you were still laying there even though you heard the shots. Do you follow the rules? Are you programmed to follow the rules? I'm telling you, society has you mesmerized to follow the rules without you really thinking about now which ones. All I'm doing is right now is stimulating thoughts. Right, the children in the ferry boat, the college students at Virginia Tech. And I mean, in hindsight, you know, following the rules was not the right thing to do. Right, but it's just ingrained into our minds for many of us just to follow those rules. We don't even think about it, and then we'll rationalize, well, they're just lucky they survived by jumping out of that boat, or they're just lucky they got away if they did get up, because they could have got shot. Well, this is life. It was life or death. It's life or death. You know, you got to take those shots in life if you're going to live in those particular situations, right? You know, it's like the World Trade Center, that tremendous tragedy. If you were up on those higher buildings, you know, you're way up on whatever floor, way up there, you know that your chances of surviving, but waiting there isn't going to do anything. So you see the people who jumped, right? You know, and then the people who just stayed, and I don't know what kind of faith, you know, fate they ended up with, or what type of death they experienced. They had, some people were huddled up. You know, like I said, I mean, what are your chances of surviving when you jump 80 floors? But what are your chances of surviving just waiting there? You know, the great thing about it is we're not normally faced with these life or death situations. All right, but our life, the in between, it really, we're faced with that all the time. You know, I talk to my wife all the time. You know, we talk about situations in our life, about following the rules. There'll be so many things. You know, I remember when we were, this is before, you know, the healthcare reform, signing up for a healthcare plan. And, you know, they have the system set up where just go to the website, fill it out. There's these hundreds of pages. I mean, there's so many different plans, so many different prices to get covered. They want you to just, don't bother them. Don't go through the one-on-one service, even though they have an 800 number. They want you to just figure it out for them yourself, right? And they gear you and point. You'll even call up. You'll get somebody on the phone, and they'll say, well, go to this website. Now, I understand how that cuts cost, and, you know, may make it more efficient. You know, you're talking to an hourly employee. Who knows? They're not motivated to help as many people as they can. They're motivated by how to make their job easier. And they're probably, you know, overworked, or they feel they're overworked, and the company wants to cut cost to be more efficient, to make more money. And so the plan is that personal employee's plan or the company's plan to shift you to the website. Well, I'll tell you, it's complicated, and you've never done it before. You've done it maybe a couple times at most in your life. The chances of you making a mistake as you're filling out all the different options of your health care are probably great. And when are you going to know about it? After you have a problem, after you have to shell out all this money, after you find out that you don't have the right coverage. And then the thing about it is, if you haven't done many times in your life, it's complicated, right? And so you may be, you know, pushing off even doing it because it's complicated. Right, and take this is what it's for. I'm not really talking about healthcare. I'm giving you an analogy of a situation that may happen in life. Right, so somebody has this rule or these beliefs. They pass it on to you. They tell you to do this. You accept it. You know, it's not a life or death situation like the ferry boat or Virginia Tech, but it's something like that. You just take their word for it. Okay, and then it becomes challenging, and you put it off. You're following quote unquote the rules that were merely suggestions. What can that cost you in the future? Maybe you don't even get health care. Because that was the thing with my wife. You know, she was putting off filling out all the paperwork. And then we broke it down. I said, you know what? They get paid to help you. They're just suggesting that you go over there. Demand them to give you service, and they will. And you know what? It wasn't a big problem. But a lot of times, suggestions are dressed up as rules, and the masses will just follow, even if it's not serving the person, they'll just do what they're told, right? So you got to think about what are just merely suggestions or what are rules. And I'll tell you, that's just the beginning of the challenge, because then we've got this whole thing that I could do a whole nother podcast on, all the rules you create that really make no sense at all. They make sense to you, maybe at least now, and until you have a coach, or you have that friend who goes out of the way, it makes you evaluate. Now, okay, let's just say it's something like a friendship. Okay, friends don't do this, they don't do this, and they do this. All right? And maybe you're hurting your friend by having that rule. Let's just use an example that I sort of brought up. You know, you don't say anything. You agree with them. When they're in pain, you just listen to them. You don't tell them what they need to hear. That may be a rule that you made up. Now, that may make sense to you, but has anybody challenged that? Is that the best thing for your friend? Is it really, if you know what they're doing, it's not serving them well? Maybe you believe that they're in a relationship and they complain about their husband and they want to get a divorce, let's say, or something like that. And you really believe that that's too drastic of a measure. They need to look at it from a different angle. And maybe you even think that they have some things to work on themselves. Right? I can tell you this, as I made my man formation, you know, I realized what made relationships a lot easier and more fulfilling is when I looked at myself, and not like I was a bad guy, but I changed my rules of how they worked. There's a lot of people out there that need to change their rules of how they need to act, that that's acceptable, or how the other person needs to act. And they have all these rules that nobody seems to meet. Right? Would that friend serve that person if they were to take the risk? And again, they're not paid. They're not motivated to do this. So say, hey, no, you got this wrong. Take the chance of offending them. You know, wouldn't that rule to be a friend really be the best thing for that person instead of a rule that you created in your own mind saying that, you know, you just support your friends and whatever, just go along with them? See, they get power. Oh, well, Joe agrees with me. Jane agrees with me. And then they head further in the wrong direction, and you don't agree with them. But you've created this rule. That's how friends act. I mean, I can come up with hundreds of scenarios where people create these rules that are not serving them. They're not serving the people around them. They don't even question, is this a rule that you made up? A lot of times we make up these rules and we think that everybody lives, well, everybody knows that. Does everybody know that? Does everybody believe in that? A lot of things. So, yeah. See, this is what where I come in with one-on-one coaching. So, you know, for my students, you know, you're thinking about those things. This stimulates the thought. We can talk about your particular situation. But the challenge with it is we don't question our rules. So if I were to say, hey, are your rules really serving you? And it's just, you know, I'm putting this out for the best service I can during this podcast, stimulating thought. You know, you're really determined to take your life to the next level, right? Well, how do you know which ones are merely suggestions camouflaged as rules? Or how do you know if it's a rule that you made up that really makes no sense, but you just never took it apart and looked from a different perspective? Nobody broke it down and changed the frame or the context of the way you're looking at it. You know, so all I can do right now is stimulate some thought. But I'll just tell you, those rules that you live by, that you believe that everybody else should live by, they could be hurting you and they could be damaging relationships that you have with other people, meaning that you have these rules. They should do this, this, and this and not do this. They could be totally ridiculous, totally unfair. You have these rules on people that you don't even live by, but it's okay for you, but not for them. And totally damage the relationships that you have, whether that's at business, your intimate relationships, your friendships, and you're always disappointed, you're always pissed off. People don't want to be around you. You don't want to be around other people. It's costing you so much because, again, as I talk about in this podcast, you know, your relationship with people, your ability to create win-win situations with them is really, you can't do this yourself. Certainly can't do it as effectively, as elegantly, as efficiently, as quickly by yourself in incorporating the help of other people and creating win-win situations. You can't have those great relationships with people if you have these ridiculous rules that you don't really realize they're ridiculous. So just some things to think about. If you've got any questions, suggestions, you want me to talk about this more, you can always send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Better yet, send me an email and see if I've got any of those coaching spots available to you so we can just cut through all this and help you start working towards those goals, plans, vision, those feelings and emotions that you really want. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines as we wrap up this Morning Connection podcast. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? What level are you at right now? I guess I should stop and ask you that. How close are you to 10? Can you crank it up another notch or two? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, accomplishment, achievement that you really, really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner that we talk about, simulating this thought, but more than just thinking, taking action, making the necessary adjustments, you really stretching yourself. What would that be? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize what it is you really want. Get more clear every single day, or change it. Up the ante. Ask for more. Right? We have plenty of time going through this every single day. This is your life. Take the time to think about it. Is what you're doing right now, and again, I know what you're doing right now is helping you get closer to your goals, but I want you to get used to asking yourself this question as you make decisions on who you associate with your life, how much time you spend in conversations or on the internet, right? You're not just checking off some list, not just staying busy and confusing activity with productivity. Is what you're doing right now really getting you closer to those results that you really want? Are you merely caught up in the process? And again, what are those results that you really want? It's important to always ask yourself that question. All right, guys, so we're going to wrap it up in tomorrow's podcast. We're going to review this whole week. Enjoy this weekend coming up. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow.